Essay, Heavy on Politics, Light on Reform, by Jennifer Matsui. The proposals recently put forward by an advisory panel of experts to fix the problems in the public education system only strengthen Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's hawkish agenda and will do little to improve the quality of education in this country. Critics argue that the proposals submitted to Abe by the 17-member Education Rebuilding Council, comprised of representatives from academia, business, and government, to address problems ranging from academic performance to behavioral problems, are heavy on politics and light on legitimate reform. Critics say that such a system would make it easier for the government to weed out teachers who do not fall in line with the government's policies, such as those on Kimigayo or the hoisting of the Hinomaru flag at official school functions. Few would argue with the idea that corrupt, incompetent teachers should be removed from the system, but the council's proposed remedies do not explain how repeated testing will accurately gauge a teacher's skills or competence. The teaching profession, unlike more technical professions that require familiarity with ever-changing technology, requires an intuitive skill, and its methods cannot always be applied across the board. Teachers have to constantly improvise on their techniques to accommodate the distinct and individual needs of their students, who don't always learn with previously proven methods. Students, parents, and fellow educators can best evaluate the performance of a teacher, since they have an intimate working knowledge of these teachers on a daily basis. They can also offer support and instruction when problems and challenges arise. Based on the Prime Minister's stated intent to instill patriotism into the curriculum as a way to stop an apparent decline in morals, we can only conclude that teaching licenses will be reissued to teachers based on their political leanings, or at least a docile willingness to yield to authority. Using highly sensationalized media reports on the problem of bullying as a basis for its proposals, the council will no doubt get broad support from the public, who have become increasingly alarmed by reports of suicide among children bullied at school. Under the council's guidelines, bullies will be separated from the general school population and forced to study separately. The report does not address the underlying causes for the problem, but instead offers a superficial band-aid remedy. Japan's increasingly globalized economy, with its emphasis on reform, has made conditions ripe for social chaos. With an increasing emphasis on winners and losers, and little hope among the student population for meaningful or secure employment, it is little wonder that Japanese youth feel they have to organize themselves into rigid hierarchies of haves and have-nots. Their business and political leaders have taught them valuable lessons in heartlessness, opportunism, and greed.